This is theoretically the second shiur on Hilchos Shemitah. I say theoretically because the recorder was not turned on, and it is now a few days later, and I am speaking into the MP3 player to say over the second shiur, kedei, as they say in halacha, lo lahaniach, well, not in halacha, but as they say, lo lahaniach hasaniyor chalak, to make sure the shiurim are captured on the MP3s. So it's clearly and surely going to be very bekitza, and much more bekitza than a shiur given to a lot of people. But maybe adarabba, you'll say I should do that every week, and I shouldn't record the shiur. I should just talk the 15 minutes, let's say, after the shiur into the tape, and that'll be much easier to listen to. Good point, perhaps. Okay, we started the shiur returning to the idea of the Shavs Ha'aretz Shabbos Lashem, the idea that there are different shitos, how far that extends, putting the focus on the Shavs Ha'aretz. We saw in Rav Kook Sefer, Shabbos Ha'aretz, he brings down two shitas, but if you go through the footnotes as well, from the Machon, you see there's really three shitas. One shita is that it is serious, and it's like Shvisus Kalim on Shabbos according to Beishamai, Shvisus Behema according to everybody on Shabbos, and there's an Issa D'Oraisa to allow a guy to work a Jew's field on Shemitah. The Netziv in Chumash goes even further. We spoke out the Netziv. We pointed out that there's a Tos HaTfus in footnote number 11 on page 182 of Shabbos Ha'aretz. When it cites the Hemek Dover, it says Vayikra Chaf Hei Dalid. It should be Chaf Hei Chav Dalid. It's in Pasuk Chav Dalid in Parshas Bahar. And he says that V'choleretz Achuzaschem Gulu Titnu La'aretz, that there's a Chiyav on Klal Yisrael to buy back land that Goyim own in Eretz Yisrael, besides if there would usually be such a chiyuv, but certainly for Shemitah, for the purpose that for Shavs Ha'aretz, we have to see to it that for Shavs Ha'aretz, so there it's extended, first of all, for Klal Yisrael, sort of, there's two chidushim in the Netziv, in Hemek Dover. First of all, it's a chiyuv on Klal Yisrael, and second of all, it's a goy's field. So there's a mitzvah to buy it back in order that it be shavis. Getting back to the original shita, as we said, there's one shita that is also to have a guy work a Jew's field on Shemitah, because there's a din and a mitzvah of Shvisus Ha'aretz, V'shavs Ha'aretz, that's the focus. And, okay, then another shita that, we'll go first to the other extreme, so to speak, there's no such thing, and there's a mitzvah Sasei on the Gavra, and that's all. And the mitzvah is that not to work the land, or to express it as an asay, you say v'shavs ha'aretz. Certainly, it's not v'shavisa in the sense like Shabbos, even according to these shittas. There could be a tzad, and the Chazon Ish considers it, even though he holds that it's only on the gavra, not on the aretz, but there's a tzad that you shouldn't plant close to Shemitah, and the hashrasha, the klita of the zera, will be on Shemitah, because that's a violation of the Shavs Ha'aretz. Now, and the Chazon Ish considers that. He rejects it, because he says you can't make up chumras. That was a funny part of the shir. You can't make up chumras, stam chumras, which coming from the Chazon Ish would maybe make a lot of people smile, but only cynics. So he says you can't make up chumras, and there's no basis for saying that you can't do such a thing. No, it's not mentioned anywhere. But you see, he considered it, which means, and then the svara, I mean, it does v'shavs ha'aretz. So it's certainly not a person being shavus, like in the sense of being shavus on Shabbos. On Shabbos, there's no question, you can do whatever you want. On Friday, it doesn't matter. Even if you hold, let's say, that if you're zoveya on Shabbos, it's also, or it's mutter if the klito will be after Shabbos, and afia certainly that way, that if you put a dough in an oven on Shabbos, it's mutter if it doesn't bake on Shabbos, but certainly on Friday you can do what you want, even if everything's happening on Shabbos, because certainly Shabbos is the gavra's shvisa. Mashen came here, Chazon Ish considers that you can't do something on Shishis, if the klita will be on Shviyas, because it's v'shof saharetz. It's v'shof saharetz. So the gavra's din is to create and not to violate the Shvisa Saharetz, or to put it in terms of an Aseh V'shav Saharetz, and therefore it's for sure you, so maybe you can't even do it on Friday if the Uftuachts, if the Totza'ah, if the ramification, I don't know, if the bottom line, if the accomplishment of the act happens on Shemitah, the other side, it's Taka still Asur, even though the action, the Maisa Adam, was on Shishis. Okay, so that's in the middle, though, you have a Toisus on Avodah Zarah, which is Mashma, that it is v'shav saharetz, but only a Jew, if a Jew does malacha on the aretz, not if a guy does malacha on the aretz. In other words, it is v'shav saharetz, but only from a Jew's malacha. So that's not so poshut. How do you understand that? Because you could say mimon of shach, but the answer is that the Torah was given to Jews, and it talks about Jews. So even if it's shvisa saharetz, but it's shvisa saharetz from the pu'ula, and I mean, it certainly means from the pu'ula and the malacha of somebody. Right, we don't go to the Aretz and say stop eating nutrients on Shemitah and stop doing whatever the Aretz does when it's inert. It does a lot of things going on in the Aretz, so right. So it's absurd to talk about that. Can't go on Shvius. So the Teretz is even if it's Shvius Aretz, but it's Shvius Aretz from Meleches Adam. So it's not that big a leap to say it's Shvius Aretz from Meleches of a Jew, from the malacha of a Jew. Now, do you anyway have to say it's Shvisa Saharetz from the malacha of a person, not just Shvisa Saharetz blank? So it's Shvisa Saharetz from the malacha of a Jew, of a person, so it's not that big a leap to say it's Shvisa Saharetz from the malacha of a Jew, and therefore that's the Pshat and Taisa. So those are the three shitas regarding to finish up what we said last week about Vishav Saharetz, and we've added in the Netziv, which is an interesting way of looking at Vishav Saharetz. This really it really brings the Shitas a bit closer together, although there are many ramifications, halacha l'maisa, but what did we just say? We said even if it's Shvisas HaGavra, but it's Shvisas HaGavra from the Oretz's, the focus is the Oretz's work, certainly there's no question that that's why the Chazanish considers that it might be also to plant on Shishis if it's going to be Niklat on Shvius, Mashenken Shabbos. So if you think about it, you say, yeah, of course there's a difference between Shabbos and Shemitah. Shabbos is Mamish the Gavra, and here it's the Gavra from the accomplishment of the Oretz. So, okay. And if it's Shvius Oretz Mamish, according to the other Shitas, but it's Shvius Oretz from Meleches Adam, and maybe even from Melech HaVeyid. So it really moves the Shitas closer together, which we always like to do in a machleik, is not to say that the chaylik men ha-kotza la-kotza, but there are ramifications halacha, like can you let a guy work your land in the Araisa? We'll be learning about this in this Amir La'akum, which is rather a problem for those who don't do Hetem Mechira, also have the issue of Amir La'akum. The guy who has mamish his own field, they don't do mechira, but they have to deal with the issue of amir la'akum on shvius as well. We moved along after that, and we moved along to the inyan of groma, and the inyan of groma. Rav Kook says. That some say that groma is mutar on shviyas, just like it's mutar on kol ha'Torah kula. When the Torah asks things, it asks pu'ulos, maisas, and it's a legal system. And technically, a groma is not called a maisa iser, a maisa that produces that. It's indirect, so it's mutar. So, but some say that groma is osur, on Shvius, at least the Asay, Vishav Saharetz, Shabbos Lashem, Vishav Saharetz, and we spoke about this Chazanish. There's an interesting Chazanish that the Derech Emunah brings down, and the Derech Emunah quotes it. Let me hope I can find it without undue delay. Yeah, the Chazanish says, He's talking about Chorish al Yedei Shvarim through oxen, and then they're really doing the Harisha. But you're over there, so Harisha. Vazorei al Yedei Shvarim, you know, whatever machine, whatever setup you have, that go with the oxen over the land, and it traps the seeds. And he says, if you do it a machine, you press a button. I'm reading to the Derech Emunah in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph Shemitah V'Yoybel Sifkotan Yud Aleph. If you want to look at it inside, he's quoting the Chazon Ish in Simon, obviously in Shvius Simon Chafhei Sifkotan Lamed Ches. So if you press a button and your lochets lechitza, and your vigorim sheyavo adim, that's steam powered, I believe, and that makes the galgal move. Or if it's electricity, he says avadi yechayah. These things are not called grama. This is the aside of the Chazon Ish, and I want to read it inside. Oh, he just says it's chayrish, but he says in a different place. If you do something the normal way that it's done, that's how it's done. So that's not called grama. That will always be called, you did meleches, you did the malacha, and you did it the way it's done. The footnotes in Shabbos Aretz quotes it, footnote 13, shakol malacha shenasas kedarka arehi hasura. And even if it technically is a grama, but that's called the way things are done. So that's called a maisa isa. That's how you plant. That's how you plow. So that's an important yesod, and Emet Hashem will be seeing, because once it's a grama, it's only also the Rabbanon, and that could have a lot of ramifications. So what is a grama, what's not a grama? So this is an important Chazon Ish. Okay. Now I'm reading from Shabbos Aretz, the second paragraph in Os Hey to Halacha Aleph. And then the bottom they quote the Chazon Ish further, Lishonos. I don't know if Rav Kook saw the Chazon Ish on Shemitah. I just don't know. I'm admitting it in this, that I don't know, like the Chazon Ish, Sefer and Shemitah, Rav Kook probably did see it. I'm sure maybe it was probably published and printed already. So, I don't know. But anyway, he sort of almost quotes, either he quotes or he's mechaven to the Loshon of the Chazon Ish, that such a thing is not called Groma, but it's called Ulcer. And on the bottom of footnote 13, they actually quote the Chazon Ish. Okay. We then moved on. I spoke out a Derech Emuna, which is no geya alocha. This is a baldira b'bayis meshutof. A baldira b'bayis meshutof. Rashchenim are not from an osim begina in the alocha sasurus, and you can't stop them. Yesh shalomonam. So you have to be mafkir because of a shofs haaretz issues. You have to be mafkir and of chayim. Actually, he quotes Tezvav. No, b'shem Revel Yashiv. Sefer Todah Sashmita b'shem Mori v'chami shlita. So that's Revel Yashiv. It's in the middle of Sifkotan Tess in the Derech Hamuna. He says, if you have a bayishchina, you have to be mafkir b'fnei shlosha dafka. You have to make it a real hefker. You're chelik in the gina meshutefes. And he says, "V'madira reshuma al shemo isha kam hitzricha lahafkir." And he says, "Maybe v'mosim rak malachos derabbanon, which many malachos are only malachos derabbanon, as we'll see as we go on and learn." Yesh mekilin she'ain tzorich lahafkir, probably because of this issue of v'shof sa'aretz. So probably he means, I think, I don't know, I hope I'm right, that you could be mekil, that there's no v'shof sa'aretz issue. You could be mekil like the shitas that are mekil if it's a malacha d'rabbanan going on. Then he says, "Bemechayven also, but you should be mafkirit if it's the raisa certainly, and maybe it's a good idea to be mafkirit anyway. Bemechayven also b'tashlam mutzor, so you know the varabaya, so you have to pay, and then you have to, and there's a separate, let's say, charge for the garden, so you have to pay. And if you don't pay, Yamidu l'mishpat, so they haul you into court. Mutu l'shalem. I won't go into the technicality of why, but he says v'roishu yitzayin, you should write on the envelope or tell them that he's mishalem only for nikayon and avodas hamutaros. He's absolutely not being mishtatif in any malachos or asuras. That's what he should say. Okay, that's the Derech Emuna. Okay, now we went on, I think, to halacha beis in the Rambam. The Rambam says in alokim in haTorah ela alazria o alazmira balakatsira o alabatsira. The Torah really only says four, only. The Torah says four lavim by Shemitah about malachos haaretz. And the important yesod is that the Gemara says in Moed Katan, and that we don't extrapolate, except in rare instances, maybe something like Afia and Bishul, the equivalent by Shabbos. You don't extrapolate to anything else by Shemitah. What the Torah asked it asked, and what it didn't answer. No concept of toldos, no concept of even ko-ovos. Except maybe like natia of trees, because it says lotizra, and natia of trees is called natia, but it's almost like lotizra. We'll see about that. But maybe like that, I say like that's like a fia and bishul, that are not really ko-ovos, they're almost called the same thing. But al-kaponim, so that's the Rambam. You're not loke just for zriya. Zmira is pruning kerem, vala katsira, vala batsira. Now, there's a big machlokas here. We don't have to get into it really now. I think we'll get into it as we go on. But it's very kedai to know. Rashi and the Chinuch, when the pasuk says, Sfiach katsiricha lo siktsar, don't reap what grows, what happens to be growing on Shemitah, and don't cut down the grapes that are growing on the vineyard, lo sivtsar. So Rashi and the Chinuch learned that that's not talking really about an Isser Malacha, it's talking about treating yourself like a balabayas on the field. And it's part of the inyan of making the payros hefker. And don't cut it down like a balabayas, and that's what it's talking about. But the Rambam doesn't learn like that. And we'll see about that further. But the Derech Emuna and Sufkot and Yud Gimel brings down the Rambam Shita, and it's really, the Chazon Ish talks about it as well. He quotes the Chazon Ish. So this is in Sufkot and Yud Gimel in the Derech Emuna. He says, the Rambam learns, Mamash, Chiddush. If you want me to admit I didn't know this, I didn't know it. That the Rambam learns, Sviach Ketzircha Lo Sigtzar, Besinvein Nisvecha Lo Sivtzar, and it says reaping and cutting down. So the question is, what do you mean? You can't reap or cut down things on Shemitah? Of course you can. So Rashi and the Chinuch learn it means as a balabayas, and it's part of the inyan of Hefker. But the Rambam learns it's improving the field. We're talking about, and I'm quoting now from the Derech Emuna, who's quoting the Chazon Ish, about the Shitas HaRambam. In Kotzer Lavoda Sakarka, he's Kotzer for improving the land, Lanako Sakarka, Sheyuchlu Dusro Hashem, Ubotzer Lavoda Sa'ilon, Shal Yadeze Yigdal Yoser. So even though on Shabbos Kodesh it's a tolda of Noteya and Zoreya, what you're doing, but, well, maybe of Choresh, really, I don't know. Lanako Sakarka, Sheyuchlu Dusro Hashem, to me sounds like Choresh, not Zoreya. Okay, he's not being so careful now. B'shvius haTorah chiva lehem b'fnei atzman. That's what you say. See, in Shvius there's no toldos, there's no ko-obos, so the Torah has to aser everything b'feirish, what it wants to aser. So that's together, but that's together, according to the Rambam, as we'll see, and that's what losikzer and losifzer means. Tremendous chiddush. It means improving the land. Okay. Now, now the Rambam says, the Rambam concludes Halacha Beis by saying Vechad HaKerem Vechad Shori Lanos, that this holds true for Kerem and Shori Lanos. Now that's a huge problem, meaning what does he mean? Does he mean even Lotizmor? Pruning, there's a well known idea, the Chazon Ish pushes it and says it very strongly. The Mitzvah Shem will have a speaker come in and explain that there's a big, it doesn't mean just pruning, you're not just chopping things off a tree, dead branches, live branches, in order that it should grow better. There's a huge umnus, malacha. You have to know exactly what you're doing, and there's a very special way they do it, pruning vineyards, pruning the vine. Very big chachma, there's a special way they cut it, a special time when they do it. It's a huge chachma, and it's only by, vines, and most Rishonim hold, almost all, I think, that when the Torah asked lo tizmar, it's only talking about that special malacha by a kerem, karmach lo tizmar, and it's not other ilonos as well. The Rambam himself says that. So what does the Rambam here mean by echad akerem vechad shor ilonos? I rather saw a shaila. This is all going to come up later. I saw somewhere that the kiwi fruit requires a zmira similar to the kerem, and therefore they clear maybe the kiwi fruit is also also midiraisa to prune, because it requires the same type of pruning, the same chokhma, the same type of cut. Okay, I saw that somewhere, I don't remember now where, and it's not again right now anyway. But, so the Rechamuna speaks out that when the Rama, Al Karchach, when the Ramam says, Echad Akerem Vechad Shor Ilonos, Ein Kavonos Rabbeinu, again the Rechamuna is quoting the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, and the Tziyun HaHalocha brings down the Maamar Mekayim, is exactly where the Chazon Ish is, because there's a steer in Chazon Ish, and he was Chayzer, and he changed his mind, so that's all in the Tziyun HaHalocha on the bottom. So he says, Ein Kavonos Rabbeinu, he says in the Derech Emunah, Ein Kavonos Rabbeinu, that Zmira is by other Ilanos, he just means that other Ilanos have the Din of Shemitah, and the payers have to be Hefker, and you're not allowed to work the land, and you're not allowed to plant a tree. But specifically, Zmira is only indeed by a Kerem. And the Rambam is not talking about Zmira specifically. As I state in Derech Emunah, that's what we're talking about. Okay. Rav Kook talks about, first of all, Chipu Yisra'im, which is covering up seeds, and that it's sort of like a Zriya, like Abi Kilayim, it's called Yuzarea Kilayim. So some say Chipu Yisra'im, covering it with dirt. I don't know exactly the technicality of what happens or what it does, but it's something you do in the Zriya process. And you're not allowed to do it in Kalayim. I'm Chapa Bizram, but Kalayim like it. That's what Beferish Gemara. So some say it's also on Shvius too. It is Mamish Zriya. It's not like an offshoot of Zriya, but it's, that was a pun. Offshoot. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. But Al Kaponim, so again on Shemitah, if it's an offshoot, then you wouldn't get Malkus. It might not even be the Arise, it might be the Rabbonon, but you certainly wouldn't get Malkus. But if it's Mamish is Zriya, then you get Malkus for it also, and some say that's the case. Just like by Kilayim, we say that that's like in the Kilayim, the Marmakaimus, and the Chazanish hold it's also the Marmakaimus, or in the Marmakaimus of the Sefer Shabbos Aretz, footnote 2 to Halacha Beis. Then we talk about Harisha. Harisha is a big problem. Where did it say not allowed to be Harish on Shabbos, on Shemitah? Where does it say that? So Rav Kook says, V'charisha, Aval Pisha Ein Lokin Oleha, because there's certainly no lav, even if you'll say it's the Shav Saharetz, but you certainly don't get Malkus Harisha. Yesh Omer M'shiasura Minat Torah, I'm reading from Rav Kook now, the Sefer Shabbos Saharetz. Some say it's also Minat Torah, it's a slew of Maram Makaimus in footnote 6. Talach L'Moshim Sinai, it would be. The funny thing is that although the Rambam in the first halacha quotes the pasuk Becharish Uvakotzer Tishbos, after the Shav Saharet Shabbos Lashem, but it's a problem as usual with the Rambam, because he paskins there's a whole bunch of the halacha by Ksiras HaOmer. I'm not going into it now. Hakabonim, the Rambam paskins that pasuk of Becharish Uvakotzer Tishbos was really talking about Shvius, not Shemitah. So the first halacha in the Rambam is sort of lav davka when he says v'nemar or v'nemar b'chorish b'katzot tishbos. You know, the essay is v'shofsar et Shabbos Lashem. The Rambam sort of throws in b'chorish b'katzot tishbos, but it's not like serious, because the Rambam passes that b'chorish b'katzot tishbos is talking about Shabbos. So if Chavish is also Midiraisa, it's going to have to be Allah L'Moshe Mishinai, because it's the way we paskin. The Eisho, remember I'm reading from Rav Kook now, Shein Asur Elam Divrei Sofrim, and the Maram Mekoimus are in footnote 7. Kabo Kol Toldos V'Ovos HaMelochos, that Chavish, preparing the ground for Zriya, is not mentioned in the Torah, and therefore if you don't paskin the Bechorosh because the Tishbos is talking about that, so then it's taka only also mid the Rambana. Okay, some are mechalik the Toisesa Shabbos, that's the additions that the Machon put into the Sefer. Some say there's a difference between Harisha that enables growth, which might be also in a Torah, and Harisha, which is just Lutzarech HaKacha Shalo Tiposeid, and that would be only also in the Rabbonon. So, and the other one would be Mamish like Zriya, I guess it would be like Chipui, like Mechape. If you hold that to your Raisa, so a Harisha that's doing that also would be a Dioraisa. Okay, in the Sefer Tosefta Shabbos, now is where they bring down the Chazanish about if you do Harisha with the oxen, and that's the way of doing Harisha, so it's not called a Grama, and you'd be Mechuyev Midioraisa. Yeah, okay. So that's what most hold. Most hold like that. Some, of course, say it's Rabbanan. You always have Shitas that say that. Okay. This idea of the Chazanish, that Zmira is definitely only also derived by Kerem because of the nature of what it is and how it's so fundamentally different than Zmira by other Ilanos, the Maramakimus, and the elaboration of that is in footnote 16 on page 185 of Shabbos Haaretz, and he brings out the Maramakimus. He brings out especially Rav Kalman Kahana and Sheva Talevi that elaborate on what the Chazon Ish is saying regarding Zmira only being Midiraisa B'Kerem. Okay, we'll continue Mitzvah Shemin's Shir number 3, which will take place on Tuesday. Mitzvah Shem, Tuesday, Pashas Chayasara. We'll start with Halacha Gimel of the Rambam.